John,
Merrily.
we're connected.
Hi.
Hey.
I just submitted page one of my thing to my file, so I've got that done. Just to put it there. Just to put it there. That's all. I just want to put it there. Just I want to believe I'm a writer. Still want to believe I'm a writer, along with this all of this stuff that we're doing.
I don't know why you would put that on yourself at this moment.
Well, it's not bad. It's like a mulligan. It's like, I've got this other thing. I don't know. It's I've run my life that way, I guess. I've always had a
Do you
backlog of
think
activity.
there's, yeah, sure, of course, there's stuff to do, but I mean, do you think that, by forcing the hand of trying to write something, you're diluting the joy of what you've just written?
No. No, because I didn't write it. It was written
Yeah.
for
Well,
me.
that's the point. That's exactly the point.
I want to believe you on the one hand, but I'm still stuck in the pedestrian. I'm still a gutter snipe. I'm still running around trying to find bugs in the grass and stuff. I don't know. I'm just trying to do my best. I don't know.
Oh gosh. There's something to be said about basking in the glory.
I kind of think that's going to get taken care of. I mean, I think we're going to just have no choice.
Right.
But I feel I have an obligation. Oh God, why did I even bring this up? How come you ask me these questions? You're right. I mean, I know you're right.
Okay. And
I'll see. I mean, I'm not gonna tell. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, we don't utilize all of our time. There's plenty of time available there, for other
not
stuff.
about that. It's just not about that. It's like painting the Picasso and then wanting to d duplicate it, and then paint something else when it's like just bask in it and then, dabble in something else. But I
God,
mean,
I mean, I can't do that. I'm not even made that way. I mean, when, I mean, when I walked out of high school, I had to have a job the very next Monday morning.
okay.
When I walked out of college the fourth or fifth time, I still had to have a job somewhere. I don't know. I just, I don't, I'm, I think. What we're doing right now, I mean, right now, we're both kind of in the hands of experts, sort of, in the books and the potential for movies and series and everything else, and I'm kind of in, and I'm basking in that part for sure. I'm basking in the sort of a kind of a celebrity, sort of, kind of a celebrity. I mean, not in the Hollywood Walk of Fame sense, but I mean, people are paying attention, which I think is normal. But I don't know how to bask in glory or wonderfulness. I mean, I always get the other side.
That's because you're in the left room where there's pressure and, feeling like, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but typically in that room, it's like, are you relevant? What are you doing lately? You can't be an idler. You just can't, So what? That was your trick. Now what do you have?
But
And
why is that left room stuff? I thought, isn't that just work ethic?
no, it's fear. And fear is
Yeah,
in the left
okay.
room.
All right, but okay. I get that.
Right. Fear. And
I maybe yeah, maybe. So, let's talk about the first page since we're on the subject.
okay.
And whenever year it was, I was the top salesman for Occidental Transamerica. They sent me airfare, round trip, and accommodations. I decided to cash the money in or take the money and I buy a bus ticket. And I get on a Greyhound bus and go from Missoula, Montana, to Los Angeles, California, on Greyhound bus. And I walk to the Century Plaza Hotel. As I walk in, now I'm late because the bus is late. And there's everything sort of, it hasn't been a very pleasant trip, frankly. And I walk through the door to the lobby, and there's a man standing there. And as I edge past him, shoulder my bag, edge past him, I can feel his hands on my shoulders. And as I pivot, I feel his warm vomit coming across my shoulders and down my back.
Oh.
Now my meeting has started upstairs because I'm late. I'm now in the lobby full of vomit. And this guy has gone outside, and the hotel people are looking at me. And I hear a voice ask me if I'm a hotel guest. I say, yes, sir. And then they say, Occidental Transamerican. I say, yes. And two guys take me to the address me, take me to the elevator, up to my room, open the door, point me to the shower, close the door. And they say, as they're closing the door to the shower, they say, your event is on the 19th floor, and they leave. That's how I got there. That's how I started that meeting. Yeah, that's not a bad start.
No, it's not a bad start. Are you writing another memoir?
Are you applauding?
I'm not applauding. I'm just curious. Like, what are you doing? Are you writing another memoir or just
Well,
continuing it?
it's a memoir. It's not of no, it's not, yes, it is, and no, it isn't. It's about my grandmother. She owned the Lenox Hotel. And
Okay.
it's called the name of the book. If I write it after talking to you, I may not bother, but I may have to. I have to bask in more sun here.
Okay.
But it's about her. It's her story, her and my life, and the stories of the Lenox Hotel. When my grandfather died, he left her. He died way too early because he got poisoned with arsenic poison, and he died way before he was supposed to die. But one of the things he left along, we were in the lumber business for all kinds of stuff, but we owned this. We built the Palace Hotel and owned the Lenox Hotel. And my grandmother had the Lenox Hotel. She ended up with the Lenox Hotel. And so I grew up with her as the owner of this hotel.
Wow.
And that was a lot of fun. I learned a lot from my grandmother
Oh,
and
I'm
how to deal with
sure.
people. Yeah.
That's
So
great.
I got hotel stories, so won't quit. And I've been
Wow.
sort of harboring this book for a long time, that I would write this story about my grandmother in the Lenox Hotel.
Very nice.
So, we'll see. I don't know. But that doesn't detract from the fact that you and I are on a fast track to heaven, I guess. Or
Sure.
you are, I'm just watching.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I clearly it's meant to be. Clearly there's a plan for all of it. And so I just, I have complete faith in the plan, which gives me the total freedom to do whatever the hell I feel like.
I should have said that to myself when I started writing this other book. I have the total freedom to do what the hell ever I want to do.
Right. Yeah. And if that's what you want to do. I mean, I have another book. I mean, of course I could write another book and another book, the game for whatever the situation is, but I'm just not inclined to do that. I just don't feel like it. I feel like I don't need to dilute it in any way. It's gaining momentum and fun. People are understanding, the bigger picture, and it's just like let it be. It's growing. It's like this beautiful flower, and I don't want to, distract from the flower that's growing with another garden.
I'm not planting a garden.
I'm just saying that's how I see it.
Mean, what if I was writing in a journal? It'd be all together different.
Sure. I mean, it pretty much is a journal till you publish it.
I know, but if I just said I've been journaling for the last hour.
I would have said, "What are you journaling about?" And you would have told me the same story.
And then you'd have said, do you have time for that? Shouldn't you be basking in the glory of what you've already done?
No, because it was no, because my response was appropriate to how you preface it. If you would have said something different, like you were journaling, it would have put the conversation in a different direction.
That's what I thought, but the circumstance wouldn't have changed one hoot. It would just been
But
a perception.
exactly.
Just the perception would have
That
changed.
that's right.
So I,
That's why.
yeah. So what I did wrong was I should have bullshitted you and say I was journaling.
I don't know if it's bullshitting, but
Then.
it's just literally about paying attention to how we say things and, the direction we want it to go in.
Well, that's, I gave you the male version, I guess, my gutter-snipe version. But I don't want to feel bad about what I'm doing.
I'm sorry. I don't want to make you
Well,
feel bad. That's not my intention at all. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing, clearly. I'm just saying that on, my side of the fence, I'm feeling. Oh gosh, like Neville
but
Goddard.
yeah, but yeah,
Yeah,
but
but
I'm
yeah,
there
but what?
too. But I'm there too.
Okay.
I'm on your side of the fence, aren't I?
I mean, you're definitely on my side of the fence, depending on what we're talking about,
Yeah.
but I mean, you're a doer. You want to keep doing.
Are you talking?
Am talking. Can you
I
not hear?
lost your signal. I lost your signal.
Doer and
Yeah.
some I'm not a doer, but you're not an idler. And I have to do things that give me an immediate because that's where the power is.
But honey, you're I can't get you. You're
Okay, let me move
know.
around again. What about now?
Yeah, I'm an
Who
idler.
knows?
I'm not an
Yeah.
idler. I'm
You're
not an
not.
idler.
You're not.
Well, I'm
You
not.
know, so, right. So you're proactive in whatever it is you're doing. I mean, I'm pretty much that way too, but I just do different things.
What if I went out and worked on my car for half hour, an hour, let's say 2 hours every day. I work on my car for 2 hours every day. What if I meditate? What if I meditated for 2 hours?
What about it?
What's well, like maybe that's my version of meditation. I write.
Absolutely, it could be.
So
Is
it's
it?
I'm looking for an out here. Come on.
But is it?
Am I meditating?
Yeah, is it a form of meditation when you're writing? That's
I could call it
simple.
that. I could
You
call
could call it that. So obviously the answer is no.
it
No. It's not the out. It's just a different method of operation. Like when I do things, I like to fill myself up with things that create an emotional response because that's where our power is. So
Okay.
things that get me really excited in the moment where I have to take a deep breath because of what I just thought about. It's like, the truth. It's like, ah, yes. Like for example, I just colored my hair, right? And who knows how that's going to turn out, but I sat down. I thought, okay, I'm ready, John. Let's talk. And on my side table here, I have a little book, Scientific Healing Affirmations by Paramahansa Yogananda, who I love. So I open it up to anywhere on page 9, and life energy causes the cure. I was like, ah, yes, I love that. And immediately, I'm happy. Just one line, and I'm just like, yes. And that kind of response creates the movement of energy everywhere. It's infinite. There's no limitation. It's just, and that's so I like doing that. I like just feeling the victory in the moment.
So I'm in the other room and the door's closed and I'm typing another book. And I say to myself, what the hell is she screaming about? Anyway, I wonder.
Yes. That's right. That is so
So
right.
that makes you happy and it makes
Yeah.
me
Curious.
I'm happy, curious.
What the hell are you doing, Marilee? Exactly. I'm making myself happy. I'm not doing, I'm just, oh, I just love it.
Yeah,
And
but
I,
this first page I wrote today,
Yeah.
it's really well done. Extremely
I'm sure it
well.
is. I'm sure it is. You're a really good writer.
Yeah.
And there's a sense of pride in it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
So,
I upgraded my paper, in fact.
yeah. So,
No, I'm
okay.
just kidding. I'm just kidding. I this I'll this this will be fine. I'll work through this. I think in my case it's therapy. It'd be like meditating because I don't meditate. I have sun gaze, sort of. I mean, I do. I'm like, if you're the example of let's say I'm a jackal, okay? If
Okay.
you're the prize, I'm a jackal, all right?
Okay.
So I'm fast and I'm circling you, looking to see what I can get, because you have all this wonderfulness about you, this wonderfulness.
Okay.
And I'm just a jackal. I'm a hunchback, snarly jackal, but I'm effective. So I want to be like you, but I also am stuck with my hunchback and my little tiny feet and my snarly nose.
Right. You're effective, but I'm happy.
That's right.
So what do you want to
Well,
be? And the jackal wants to be happy, damn
maybe
it.
that's a children's book.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I actually started writing well, it's not really a children's book
No,
by
you
any
didn't.
mean.
No.
What
Don't
the
go there. Don't go there. No. That blows your whole story.
no, it's just so funny. Yeah, who knows when it'll get published, but it's gonna be pretty damn funny. It's more like it's an adult children's book.
That's cool. That sounds kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I won't give away the title because we have to finish it. But ironically, the title of the book is very much in line with like my history of like domains that I have and things that I've done, and I don't know, it just works.
So
And you
you're
know
actually
what?
writing a book.
Well, together, and it started off as a joke, but we sat there and we wrote this book together, and the two of us were crying. We were laughing so hard, and we just kept going and going and just laughing our ass off. And I said, we really do have to finish this book because, it's just too good, and other people have to read it. And just he's been busy and I've been busy, and so it just sits there. But I think eventually it will definitely get published. Yeah, it's just we're not in a hurry right now. This is funny.
So you've been jacking me around for 18 minutes and 34 seconds about me writing a book, and you're writing a book and not even talking about
No, I'm not writing a book.
it?
We did that in one night.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right.
I'm not writing a book. No. We just
Okay.
sat there and we were kind of joking about it, going back and forth, and it names all the players that is, in our political arena right now. And it was weird. I can't give it away, but it was just we were
Okay.
crying,
No,
and so
that's all
there
right.
it sits. Yeah, so we're not working on it. No, we just rolled it out.
That's all I do. I just roll it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Right.
Easy.
And right now for me, I feel no pressure whatsoever to come up with another book. Like none.
Don't feel pressure about the book at all because I think the book will be easy. I feel pressure on the marketing side. Of trying to support the publishers and these other people and how to support them because I think they're I mean I'm with a Market Press publisher, so they don't charge me any money. I mean, I don't pay any money for any of this stuff. Just
Sure.
it's no Vanity Press. I'm with the big boys. I'm walking with the big dogs. And so I feel this obligation to support their effort.
Sure. Plus, we're having fun.
Yeah, well, we are having fun because it's like there's really no downsides. It's all upside. I mean, no matter what you do, any hits up and any down, it's not even expected, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's literally the world is our oyster now. It's been done. So you're kind of carrying around this pearl and you're going to take it to this playground and that playground and you're, hey, but look, I got
So is this
it.
what happens to people when they retire? When you retire, do you get all crazy and, die or something? I mean,
What do you mean?
we've had this enormous job that we've done and completed, at the
Yeah.
least to the extent of it's done. It's now in the hands of the publishers. Well, yours is done. I mean, only one book is left, and that's the one that's there. And all the stuff is coming out, and your shoes are in the mail. I know my shoes are arriving. My game shoes are on the way. The Italian company wrote me and told me that.
Yes.
Two pair, in fact.
I can't wait.
And so
Everybody's
I
gonna get their
really am
news.
excited about that. I know.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here on my desk, playing with watches to see which ones I like and so forth. But I mean, we are building an empire,
Yes.
actually. I don't know how big it's going to be, but we're building an empire. All right.
So anything outside that empire, I'm like, why am I doing that? Why would I want to do that?
How about the other side of that coin then? Why wouldn't I want to do something? Because I've got another successful empire. Let's do another one.
Oh no, I
You
meant
know?
like, right. I agree with that. I
I don't
agree with
want to
that.
just, I don't believe in stopping. I mean, what am I going to do? I mean,
Well, it's almost like building this beautiful property with everything that you want on it. It's just, and no,
that is
wait.
so overrated. That is so overrated.
Just go with it
God.
for a minute. I'm just using an
Okay.
analogy.
All right.
So what I'm saying is, you've got the house and everything that you want for the house and the property and, water features and beautiful landscapes and all this other stuff, this and that. And once you get done, it's empty because you're on to your next project. You just bought
Right.
another project, right? And you're going to fix it up and you're going to make it all nice and everything. So you never really enjoyed the first property. When the whole
What's to
intention,
enjoy? What's to enjoy?
people.
I mean, what you're enjoying is you're going out there with your boots on, going to a water case on so you can water the lawns, put up the rain birds, make sure you've got this coming and whatever and
You have
blah,
people
blah,
do
blah.
that. You have people do that, though. You're creating a lot of jobs and a lot of love, and people, maintain the property and you love your people and you pay them well. And then you invite people to your property and you have functions where they feel at home and they eat well and they're rested and there's no pressure and there's no fakery. There's nothing like that.
That's a hotel management business you're describing.
it Oh, could be. Yes, Marilee's all inclusive. Yeah, but I mean, I think that everybody wants that. I do. I think that everybody wants to have their home be inviting for others, and without all of just the maintenance.
I think a home can be inviting if it's authentic.
Right, exactly.
All it has to be is authentic. It has to be real. The pictures on the wall, you have to recognize them.
Yes, I
You
agree.
didn't have somebody install them for you. You recognize the pictures on the wall.
Yep.
I mean, I live in a den. I don't care how many square feet I've got. I'm still in a den.
I get it. I get it. It's just,
It's live in the space. I mean, live in the space.
I get it.
I've been in homes. You get it. I mean, you walk into a house
Yeah.
and you can't touch anything for fear it'll fall over, it's out of place, or maybe you'll smudge it. You
Yeah.
know? Where do you live in here? Where do you live? You
Right.
live in the garage? You live in the back of your car? Where do you
Right.
live? Nobody lives here.
Yeah,
This
but
is the movie set.
how beautiful to have a home that's lived in. That in every room you just walk, oh, you actually live here. And you can see the person's personality and, just what they're interested in, their family, and they're allowing you into their home, their private spaces. It doesn't have to be a museum, the minimalist, just nothing but
Hang
decor
on just a
and no
minute. Hang
people.
on. Are you still there?
Yeah.
I just had to answer the door. I'm going back now. Okay.
Okay.
I had a UPS delivery. It's part of my living in my space.
All right.
Talk to me.
No, I was saying it just the idea of a really big house may not be appealing because it looks like, it's a minimal medium type perfect decor, cold, environment that you're just gonna walk through and go, okay, but like, where do you live? Like, where do you really sit down? Because that couch doesn't look comfortable at all. And nothing is cozy, nothing is within arm's reach. You can't put your cup down, you can't grab a book, you're not, your glasses aren't in the drawer. Where is all your stuff? If that's what we're looking at, of course, nobody wants that. But if you
I
walk into
know.
somebody's home, even if it is a mansion, but every room has character, personality, stuff, and you're just like, oh, this is what you did with this room. I love this room. This is so me. Can I sit down? Can I just sit here and put my feet up? I never want to leave.
But you're a designer. I mean, you have a design blood in your veins.
Yeah.
You did that before.
Yes. Yes. And that's my
So you
philosophy.
have an appreciation for that personally,
Yeah,
right?
most definitely. Oh yeah, I totally believe in a lived in. Who are you? This is your domain. Who are you? You're not the mess. You're not the poor hygiene and the mess. I mean, but really, who are you? It's not just a space that you keep putting your cereal bowl down and your clothes are all over the floor and you've been
Whoa,
meaning
whoa, whoa,
to
whoa,
and.
whoa, whoa. Slow, slow. You want to start that again? What is it all
Can't
about the
hear me?
cereal bowl? I can hear you fine. I'm just curious about
Okay.
the
I'm just saying,
cereal
there's the lived in mess, but just because you live like a pig, or there
Go
that's different,
on.
then it's lived in because you just have an expansive mind, and you just have stuff everywhere and you're like, yeah, I understand. I see that project and I know what that is. And this is my stuff over here. And this, you still have a place for everything. You just have a lot of it because you're constantly like, this is who I am. Like, if you walk into my space, you're going to see obviously books to read, but there's books that I've created. And those I love. And I know at some point, they will be published. Just not now.
Well, I don't think that, I mean, there's no argument with your position because of the way you present it. And I can understand your position because you present the alternate position as being distasteful. So your position has to win. I mean, that's what you're good at is doing that. And but I also agree with you. But for example, I have a thing about kinds of stuff, like types of stuff that can just be stacked versus kinds of stuff that has to be ordered. Like I really do keep a pretty tidy kitchen, for example. I pour boiling hot water on the stovetop, make sure there's no grease on it in the mornings. And then I make sure the floor is clean because I know I'm going to start again. So I get that all ready to go. My books in my library are sort of helter-skelter based on where I put them down after I grabbed them, you know.
Sure, right.
My clothes I have are hither and there, here and there, you know, because I don't want to wear them one time.
Right.
I like to wear them more than once, but I haven't come up with a way to maintain secondary worn clothing until it's ready to wash. So they get stacked around here and there like piles of clothes. I'll wear this and that. And so I pick at my clothes like I would be a chicken in a hen house or something, picking at this. I don't hang my clothes up. I mean, I do sometimes. I never see the clothes I hang up. I don't even know what's there. I don't wear anything I've ever hung up. I wore a suit for decades, and with a tie, and I just, oh God, you know, right up to the nines. So I don't have any of that anymore. At all. I have a Wheaties box my like I didn't throw away. I have a bunch of hats. Just before we went on, I took a shower and the shower is drying right next to my desk here. I mean, the towel is drying right next. I hung it up on a piece of stick out of my library so it'd dry. I didn't.
Okay, but this is the everyday in and out. This is how you're operating. But if you look around your home filled with your life, it's
It is. Yeah. Full of art, full of art, full of stuff. Yeah, it really is.
That's the point I'm
Sure.
making. Your whole space is filled with artifacts and art, the books, the everything that meant something to you, the trinket, the mask, the walking stick, whatever it is, it has a story why it's there.
My pool cue in the
Yeah.
corner.
Okay. So all that stuff has meaning. So what you're describing to me with the towel drying, and the Wheaties box and the where you put all the it's two different things. So it's just the standard of living, like just comfortable, I put it down and I walked away, whatever. But then there's the filling of the home. So some people don't fill their home with the beauty of who they are or what their life is. They only have,
Exactly.
the towel hanging over the door
That's right.
and the bowl of cereal sitting there.
And some of those, yeah, I mean, I've certainly been to those houses. And for example, I walked in when Gene Hackman got divorced, he lost his house to Bill Belsberg. And Bill Belsberg, I walked in to see Bill, and Belsberg was enormously wealthy. He's probably the, in the top 10 wealthiest people in the world. And on his wall are big Picassos. And at the bar he's drinking Johnny Walker Blue. And I walk in there. And there are iconic columns around. There's a long pool like you'd see in ancient Egypt, like you'd expect to see somebody at the end of the pool or whatever. And I mean, it's just an amazing place. Out there's bathhouses and towel houses and you name it. Hackman lived pretty good, by the way, as it turns out. And I sat there and I'm looking at these Picassos in particular. And in the room next to the grand piano, there's a meeting going on, and there are two A-lister actors from Hollywood. I mean, it's like, the Top Gun guy and somebody else are there talking about something, because this is a huge Jewish community. And I'm sitting there, and I'm so surrounded with money and ambiance and power that I don't even know how I feel. Like I couldn't transition. I couldn't transition to the wonderfulness of this place. It's like, it was so, like, I'll explain this further. Before I went there, I was going to go see the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles. So Bill makes a phone call to Marvin Heyer, who was the rabbi that runs the place at the time. And they empty out the museum and make sure that Christine and I have a private showing of the entire museum. Of the entire museum, just the two of us. They've closed the place for us.
Wow.
I'm not used to that. I don't know how to even live into that. I saw, I don't know what I'm saying here. I guess I'm just talking, but I came out of the woods, remember? I came out of the woods. I mean,
Right,
I
and now
don't,
you're surrounded by wealth and
no,
power.
I'm sorry, by wealth. I never wanted that. I never did. I still don't. I mean, I success to me is not money, and
Of
it's not
course.
big pieces of art. Success to me is relationships.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But see, when you have the money and the power, and you know that the relationships are what matters, then you can take that money and power and help your relationships.
Well, that's what Jeff Bezos' wife did when they got divorced, I guess. She took the however many $80 billion and she started giving it away. I guess that's okay, you know.
You make changes. You make positive changes in the world. You
Well,
know?
I mean, I've known you long enough to understand that that's kind of your style. I mean, you don't. You don't covet stuff.
No.
You share it. You share stuff, don't you?
I want it to share it.
Yeah.
I want more. That's why I don't have a problem, with the mansion. I don't have a problem with any of the wealth and possessions and this and that, because I've always been, the more I have, the more I get to share.
Well, let's remain friends then, because I may need a bedroom some point.
I one for you. I just think that, there's a lot of people out there like me who would do the exact same thing, and they don't have the ability to do it to the extent that they would do it. And that's not fair. That's not how life should be. Those people who really want to do a good thing should have it.
So
They
what
should.
about, all right. So what about the great big nonprofits then that staff up to give away money based on grants and things like that? Are they really valid, do you think?
I
In
can't speak.
the true sense of giving.
Yeah.
Seems to me like they're just another corporation.
Right. It's another veil.
Right, it
Right.
is set up by the tax authority,
Right.
by the ruling class, by the whatever it is. Now, if I have, if I've sold my company, if I've sold my wire company to AT&T and I just made $140 million, I now will hire 36 people to start to give away that portion I can't write off through some other means to make sure that I pay less taxes next year than I think I'm going to have to pay. I don't care how you do it, just make sure it meets the tax code. And don't bother me with any problems till I know what the hell is going on here. Now, is that philanthropy? Is that gift giving? What the hell is that?
No, it's control.
Yes. But who's controlling there? Is it the government or is it the guy with the money or is it both of them?
Whoever's in control of the paper, the tax law or the, which, I mean, that's a whole other discussion right there, but whoever's writing it down saying you have to follow this rule.
So, in the mansion, then, in the mansion that you're willing to accept, you are willing to accept the mansion because by having the mansion, you get to share more.
Just the wealth, yeah, not just the mansion, everything. It's all the wealth. I'm
And
a
the
firm believer that every one of us who are in it for the right reasons and who are willing to gift it and make the world have their money And they most definitely do have it. This just hasn't been released.
Aha, so but that happens, who needs you? Everybody's got money then.
I don't
Everybody's
need it.
happy.
Exactly. I don't need anybody to need me. I want people to be happy. You don't need to need me. I just want to be happy. I just want to be unhappy. I just want to love and be loved.
We covered that earlier in this conversation. That's how we
What?
started 40 minutes ago.
What? To be happy?
That you were just happy. You just
Right.
wanted to be happy.
Right.
And I was a OCD crazy man who couldn't stop working.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And so I concentrate on my happiness. What is going to make me happy right now? So when I pick up the book on my table and I open it up and I read the right thing and it gives me a feeling of joy, I'm happy. And then that happiness carries me to the next thing that I want to do. The downside of that is if I feel pressure to do things I don't want to do. I don't like that.
But isn't that a work? Isn't that against the Christian work ethic?
What do you
Shouldn't
mean?
you do things you don't want to do?
Like what?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I
How
mean,
is that Christian?
aren't you supposed to do stuff you don't want to do as part of for the greater good?
I mean, obviously you have to frame it in a certain way. What am I, what is the expectation that I'm supposed to do that I don't
Well,
want to do?
anything that would be an abuse of your time. To be considered for the public good.
You mean like show up to church on Sunday?
Well, gosh, I'm not sure that's a fair. I mean, yeah, I agree with that, but no,
For
no. Yeah, I don't
pretenses,
think
it
that's
looks
what.
pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, that's too easy. And it's first of all, I don't give it. I don't put enough power in that. There's an enormous amount of power. Of course, in Christianity. But I was giving that some thought this morning about how many people have died in the name of God versus everything else. This God guy could be the worst possible creature that's ever lived in terms of just raw
Nah, I think
death. Just raw death.
no, we're just segmenting again. People die. There's just a lot of people that have died. Just put it that way. Who cares what the cause was? We're here, we arrive, and then we go.
Well,
And
of course,
it's all story in between.
the Crusades had nothing to do with that, of course. I mean, just because an army of people come down with swords and helmets and cut your head off, you were going to die anyway. So what the hell?
Yeah, it's about the attachments we have with that, that hurt. Because at that point, I don't hurt. I'm
People
gone.
miss the misinterpretation of God has been is terrible. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
It's
Absolutely.
ridiculous.
It's
Right.
ridiculous.
Okay, therefore, and I think that churches in their brick and mortar position, with the exception of charities, which I think are up for grabs, kind of, are a distortion of what they really should be and should be avoided at all costs if you want to have a happy life. Get the hell out of church. I mean, unless it's therapy, maybe it's therapy, I don't know. There's maybe a lot of reasons to go to church. I mean, I know people go to church. A lot of people I know go to church. That means I just can't get a hold of them on Sunday morning. I got to wait till they get out of church because it's around noon. My day is a late start.
Yeah. I don't know if I would just put a whole umbrella over church, because obviously there's all kinds of different churches that believe in different things, and they teach, just different perspectives of the word, so
Which
that
points to how unmanageable the whole God thing is to start with.
right. So if we don't have the answer, like a foundation, I mean, it we're just lost again. And again, it's to each his own. That's the bottom line, to each his own. If you're are you happy? Are you going to church and are you happy? Like, are you happy? Does it take your breath away? That's what you got to ask yourself. Is this taking your breath away?
Okay, yes, I have walked into various basilicas around the world and had my breath taken away, even broken into tears.
Yeah.
I was so impressed with what I saw.
Okay.
When I heard the noise, the music, usually it's the music,
Yeah.
a choir
Yeah.
singing. So, I mean, it has a big impact on me, it really does. And yet, intellectually, and I get it intellectually, no, I get it emotionally. But I can't cross that Rubicon intellectually because I don't understand why they're managing themselves the way they are. It's still a power structure. I still see it as a power structure.
Because it's not
It's
God. They're not
no, it's
teaching about
not.
God. It's still
No, they're
money.
not.
Right.
That's right.
That's why.
They're teaching about land, money, nonprofits, status,
And guilt if you
managing
don't support
and
it.
yes, and guilt.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So what is so f point out the good to me then. Where is it?
The good in the church?
Since, well, yeah, I mean, you just cut him a mulligan a few minutes ago, said you didn't want to give a blanket,
Because there's like church and then church light. There's people who form their own churches and people come together and it doesn't necessarily have a steeple and a Catholic name to it. It's just a group of people and they call it the church. And it's people coming together who want good, wholesome people. That's what they're aiming for, who believe in God and have a moral compass and want to contribute to the world in a positive way. You're searching, you're looking for home.
how do you spell evangelical?
In the air, off the top of my head. E
Yes.
V
EV
A
what?
E V A N.
Evangelical. Yeah, you're right. All right.
What about it?
Well, just to see, I'm just trying to figure out what it means. Any of the classical Protestant churches or their offshoots, but especially since the late 20th century churches that stress the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, personal conversion experiences, scripture as the sole basis for faith. Okay, there you go. An active evangelicism,
Yeah, but
winning of personal commitments to Christ, the winning of personal commitments to Christ. So that's the recruitment arm right there. It's
yeah,
Latin,
but
by the way, it comes from Latin. All right, hold on.
okay, but then again, we come back to the same thing. We can believe in the New Testament, we can believe Jesus, in the Gospels, we can believe in all that stuff, but if we're just believing in it, but we're not becoming it. What good are we doing?
What is, okay, of course, but what is the becoming?
So, that's a good question. So, what is the becoming? Like, is there an initiation? Is there a hat that you wear? You're just all of a sudden now you're Lutheran, or you're Christian or you're Catholic, you're going to wear that badge. So that's the becoming because I became a born again Christian.
They became, because they're referring to themselves here, and I'm talking Britannica now,
Yeah.
as the Great Awakening, the Evangelical Revival. And it's a movement, according to these guys.
Okay.
Church of England, unlike the Methodists, and so forth and so on.
Okay.
Fundamentalist philosophy, fundamental. So what does fundamental mean then in that sense? Let's go back to the Bible again.
I guess probably just to do good.
That was started by a guy named Dwight Moody.
But the fundamental teaching is just a foundation. What is the foundation? The Bible.
What do we need in the 19th century that caused us to need all this structure that was
Because
Bible
it's like a
related?
because it's a pendulum. We have been honoring money more and more and more, especially since, it just got so bad. And everything is about materialism. and having to work harder and two jobs and take the wife out of the home and have somebody else watch your kids and raise your kids and indoctrinate your kids. And you're trying to keep up with the Joneses for so damn long. And now the truth is coming out and the pendulum is swinging the other way, going, wait, wait, wait. We need to get back to our roots. What is going on here? And so we don't care about the material world anymore. We want home and family and our farm and our chickens and cooking in the kitchen and, feeding our men and just
Isn't that
being.
way too restrictive?
What do you mean?
I don't see any horizon visibility in that story you're
What do you mean?
describing.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, working in our home and cooking in our kitchen and feeding our men.
Yeah. Being in love, that's what we want to do. It's not
Well,
about a
go on. Well, I'm taking notes. Go on.
the other is about power. Money is power, status. I'm the CEO. I drive a fancy car.
Well, but can a woman be that way? Why does a woman have to feed her man?
No,
Isn't
that's
that doesn't that completely eliminate her capacity to be something more than a scrub in the
No,
kitchen?
I'm not saying that she, number one, she's not a scrub in the kitchen by any means. A woman is nature. She is nature. She's nurturing. And, by the very being of who she is, it's like she wants to give of herself. And when she's
Yes.
loved properly, when she's loved properly, she wants to love her man and she wants to feed him. Feed her children, make her home beautiful for them. She loves them and she loves being the most beautiful part of who she is. And when,
Yes.
and when, he, so it's not about sacrifice and not becoming more than just the scrub. It's not about that. She should have the freedom to become who she is and her best self and to give. But what I'm saying it at her very nature is to submit, is to just unfold, just like like a flower blooming. She just wants to unfold. And when she has a partner who doesn't allow her to do that, who is restrictive, controlling, harsh, every time he comes to home or whatever and he's beating her up, she's not going to open up. She won't bloom and she will not be able to give.
I mean, walking in the kitchen, throwing down your coat, and screaming, "Where's my dinner?" is not the work of art. It's supposed
Yeah, no.
to
No, if a man is lucky enough to find a woman of value, he better know how to treat her because he won't be able to keep her. And that's the beauty of becoming a valuable man, is understanding who he is.
All right.
Then the effort to keep that woman is effortless. She's like the sun and she blooms and it's natural.
I think that maybe Hollywood is where the mistake is. Maybe Western movies are the problem of
For what?
the image of the woman who stays at home and cooks for the family. I think that's true.
I mean, Hollywood is a problem because everything is an agenda. Everything is about programming our mind to accept something new. And depending on how they couch it, then we're not going to suppress the woman. We're going to let her be an equal. We're going to let her rise to the top, go out and be the breadwinner. Let him stay at home. Do whatever, whatever it is to kind of confuse our identity and our nature. What is it in our nature that we want to do? We have to listen to ourselves instead of looking, at the TV, the news, the reels, whatever, and say, oh, well, I guess that's acceptable now. Kind of like pedophilia. Well, I guess that's acceptable now, so it's not really a big deal.
In the
You lost it.
current series, Yellowstone, the daughter of the main character, Beth, is the daughter of Kevin Costner, who's the leader, was anyway, till the last season, I think. But anyway, she's an absolute firebrand. I think that's part of their, maybe that's part of their popularity, is that she can kick ass and burn the building down if she wants to. And she's smarter than all the men combined. But the men still rule that roost. They're still the foreman, they're still this, they're still that. But she's the fifth column. And they made it, and it's a woman, obviously, Beth. And she's absolutely terrifying. I mean, you know what the hell she's gonna do. But she does it very well. And I think maybe we're ready for that, maybe as a society.
But
We're ready for some.
what kind of terrifying is she?
Well, I mean, she's in a man's world, so she's got to be as tough as they are. At least in the movie
See?
or in the series.
So that needs to be defined. How is a woman as tough as a man? Does she become a man?
No, but she's not afraid of the man either. She's smart enough to beat him at their own game. I mean, they can certainly knock her, no, hit her, beat her up and win. But that's not where the power is. The power is her capacity to pull the weenie out of the bun, to figuratively, I mean, to make a land deal fail, to get rid of their water rights right out from underneath their nose. Now, this is a power game. It's a big power game, and I know you're not about that. But I think
Well,
we are, as a society, we're kind of ready for some women to step up and be strong. Don't you think?
from what I haven't watched this show, but from what you're describing, I hear pain and competition, control.
Yeah, that's all there is. It's 1 solid hour of just that.
Well, then why would I ever want to watch that?
Well, I didn't say you had to. I'm just using it as an
Right, and no, I
example.
know, but I'm just saying that you're telling me what it is, and so it's just programming. It's perpetuating what they want us to become, desensitizing, taking away our identity, making it
Oh, Beth has
acceptable.
lots of identity. She has plenty of identity. You know who she is coming down the street. No doubt about that.
Yeah, but that's not
The
the
men are
kind of
afraid of her.
identity.
That's like, it's just like living with a brown recluse spider. You never know what else she's going to do.
Why would you want that?
From a woman's perspective, why would you want that? Or from my perspective, why do I want that? I find it interesting.
Exactly.
I find it interesting that she's my contemporary, for example. She's
For
not
me,
just, yeah.
personally speaking, if I'm walking down the street and I get noticed, I want people to understand that I'm safe. That I'm here to love you. And that does not make me vulnerable. It doesn't. Because love encompasses everything, so you still don't know where that power lies.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say I don't think that makes you vulnerable at all. I think that makes you stronger. I think she was the vulnerable one in being more openly manlike and tough and doing shenanigan stuff. I think she doesn't have the power that you would have, because you walk like a deity by comparison. Although I didn't say that, I didn't say that, but
Well,
I've heard people say that.
she's walking in shallow waters there. I mean, that's just all the surface level of humanity, the ugliest parts. I'm gonna be tougher than you. Don't mess with me, and I'll threaten you.
Yeah, but it's a very popular series, very
Well, because
popular.
people are still into that. It's crap. Absolute
Okay, how
crap.
about Titanic then? How about Titanic?
How about
Did you
it?
see Titanic the movie?
I did.
All right. So the relationship between the two leads. The ultimate love story, seems to me, almost. Huh?
Why?
Well, because they protected one another. Did they not?
Yeah, but they were on a cruise ship. They just
A mo ocean liner. Ocean liner.
Okay, ocean liner.
Oh,
Whatever,
I
it's boat. Whatever, John. Captain.
mean,
What?
Jack was in love with her.
Sure. He fell in love with
Right?
her on the
Yeah.
ocean liner. Yes, he
Right.
fell in love with her. He didn't know her.
Right? Never seen her before, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So
But
then what?
that didn't change anything. And you know, and she and she with the the blue heart
Yes.
diamond, you know, she tosses it over the side.
Yeah.
So she was desperately in love with this guy. And she hated everything about the money that got her where she was.
Okay.
So
That's,
that's
I don't know if it's
what?
ultimate. I don't know if it's the ultimate. I don't know what you're saying there. I just think I love the movie, first of all. So I'm not saying anything against the movie. I loved it. I just think, what was the time frame? Do you remember?
Oh,
No,
1912, probably.
that's not what I mean.
Probably.
I mean, like, was it 3 days in whole or a week in whole in the story? I can't remember.
Well, they crossed the Atlantic. They got all the way to almost to Newfoundland before the thing started to sink, before they hit the iceberg.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know how much time that took, but obviously the story is going. He
Yeah, a
wants to
few
sketch
days. Yeah.
her. Okay, so he wants to sketch her, and then
Right.
she's supposed to marry this other rich guy, and she doesn't really like him, but Jack is young and fresh, and he's so full of life, and he's not stuffy at all, and he doesn't represent anything to do with money. So of course it's love that she's attracted to, and it's the spontaneous and the laughter and the love making and the hiding away and making love in the car. All of that stuff is childlike, it's fun. So of course, so she doesn't give a shit about the money, and as far as the blue diamond, it's like nobody's gonna have it. Jack, he drew her with that diamond on, and it was like it was their thing. It was just their thing. Who knows what would have happened to it had she not done that? And she didn't want it.
How many times have you seen the movie?
I don't know. A couple. Why? Am I
No, I'm remarking how accurate you are.
Yeah, no, I've seen it a couple of times. And it's been a while, but I mean the story just is just predictable. It's literally again the story of love and money.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
Yes, everything, the whole cruise ship, the whole point of the cruise ship was
But
about
isn't,
money.
I know, but we gravitated toward the other side. We gravitated toward their life, not the money side. The money
Right,
side was the bad guys.
because we're not interested in that. It had to be, there's the other side of the coin. It's money. But we love, Jack
So,
and what was her name?
right. I'll think of it. I don't know. I'll
Yeah.
think of it. But anyway, but see, we can't even get there. We can't. What if it had turned her fiance into the great, wonderful lover instead of the power, instead of the clown that he was?
We wouldn't have
Useless.
a story.
Right. That hollows out everything. It would have made the whole thing hollow. The movie would have never gotten out of the can.
Well,
Because we
it's
don't
because
want that. We don't want that.
no. It just we wouldn't have needed Jack because we already have a love story. Now, if we wanted to complicate the love story, she would have really loved him. She would have really loved him, but now she's torn because she's falling in love with Jack. That's just drama. That's Dynasty or something. But it's a story. And the real story is more interesting, but I don't even know why are we bringing this up?
I did you bring it up?
No, you
I guess
did.
I
You
did.
asked me if I watched Titanic. Yeah, you said it was the greatest love story, and I'm asking why.
Because I just like what happened between Jack and whatever her name was, I forgot.
Yeah.
I thought that was really
Rose.
cool.
Rose. Her name was Rose.
Rose, Jack and Rose.
Yeah.
And when Jack and Rose, I mean, she eases him off the back of the boat. He puts her on the raft and he sacrifices himself for her.
Right.
And he drowns, he dies. That's
Yes.
that.
Right.
You
Well,
know,
of
what's so
course.
unfortunate is the guy in the movie, the guy that was the head guy on the ship.
Yeah.
He died. He died this year, unfortunately. Anyway,
Well,
I don't know. I just love
the
the.
greatest story, the greatest love story ever told, John, is within our books.
Yeah, the one that's in our books. I know.
Yes. Because
I
it
know.
encom you know what I mean? It encompasses humanity. And
Yeah.
yeah, so love is just, it's just larger than
That's why
life.
I think that I think the movie is going to be a blockbuster hit. I really do. The movie that the three book series, which will end up being a movie or a series, is going to be so staggeringly popular, it's just going to be hard to imagine. But because we need it, we just need it.
We need it. That's
Yeah,
right.
we do.
And the sooner people understand that, get on it, the sooner their journey begins. They don't have to wait till a
Right.
movie.
That's right.
But, and for us being the authors, and for me, and the way I feel is that I know it's coming, and it may not even come in my lifetime. I don't know. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue to do what I do, and that's be happy. I'm just doing what makes me happy. And it seems to work.
In nominis patris et filii spiritus sancti. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We're over the hour.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well,
All right.
wasn't there a movie you told me to watch? And I'm just so bad at remembering them because I never think about watching a movie.
Well, the way back was about a movie that hit me pretty hard.
Yeah.
The way back. Let me see if I can pull that up here. Long way back, the long road back, or the way back.
If no.
The way back movie.
I don't know, but so
Yeah,
far there's
the
a couple movies you told me to watch and they were not
well, that's why I
good.
didn't want to talk about this, but it stars Ben Affleck
Okay.
as a steel worker. Very, very popular athletic basketball player that ends up teaching, coaching a high school basketball team. It's a great movie, but it has a lot of the stuff that I went through myself. That's why, I mean, it's I've gone through that. I've gone through that story. I've lived that story. And his son died. So and it got him. I understand the problem. You know. That's why it hit me hard as it did, but it's you know it got I don't know it's got it's a seven or it's a yeah 7 on a 10 scale on the IMDb rating. It's Rotten Tomatoes 84, so not everybody resonates with it. There's no violence. There's just a lot of coaching, a lot of male young man kind of stuff with a little bit of female. But I'm so far I'm shooting 100% with movies that you don't. I like you don't like, so we're doing pretty good,
I know. Well, Okay, so I don't know why, but this just remind me of Think Like a Man. Have you seen that movie?
Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Oh, it's really good. You gotta watch that, John, so we can talk about it.
Okay. Oh,
It's
is it
just
on
good.
Prime? Is it Prime?
I don't know. I never watch anything on Prime,
Think
but
Like a Man.
Think
Right?
Like a
Think like.
Man. Yeah.
Think.
I think it was a spin-off movie from Steve Harvey's book. I think that was actually a real thing. I never got that
All
book, but the movie is hilarious.
right. I'll
You
do
know,
it.
and it teaches you a lot about like what women want too.
All right.
Let me just make sure I'm remembering this correctly. I haven't seen it in a while. Think Like a Man.
Are you looking?
Yeah, I am. Hold on. Oh yeah, that's it. You gotta do this.
All right. Okay.
It's just goes so cute. Yeah. Okay. It's not gonna make you cry, but it will make you laugh.
That's true.
And be happy.
Quote unquote. Okay.
Okay.
All
All right, you do that. We'll talk about it next time.
right.
Okay, I love you. I'll see
I
you.
love you. Bye.
Bye.